dancing. It got heavy when we got to the bathroom. We didn't go back to her place. We went to some place where she can't sit. She said, I know I look tired, but everything's fried here in Memphis. Now they wanna know exactly which bathroom to. Doesn't make any difference, it can't be important. Yeah, sure, I'll tell my story again. In barlight, she looked alright. In daylight, she looked desperate. That's alright, I was desperate too. I'm getting pretty sick of this interview. Sequestered in Memphis. Subpoenaed in Texas. Sequestered in Memphis. I think she drove a new Mustang. I guess it might be a rental. I remember she had satellite radio. I guess she seemed a bit nervous. Do you think I'm that stupid? Well, what the hell, I'll tell the story again. In barlight, she looked alright. In daylight, she looked desperate. That's alright, I was desperate too. I'm getting pretty sick of this interview. Subpoenaed in Texas, sequestered in Memphis. Subpoenaed in Texas, sequestered in Memphis.
Hi, this is Nicole from The Darts, and you're listening to Strike the Box on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
I tend to fall too hard. The Darts. The Darts from the U.S. Those Darts with You Got Me off of their self-titled The Darts LP from 2018. Dirty Water Records. We'll get this straight one of these days, won't we? Eh, the hell with it. Autoramas. Brazil's great garage band. With their version of Victoria, a single from this year. Prodigy with Firestarter from the Fat of the Land. 1997. Wow. Man, I remember when that song first came out. Crazy World of Arthur Brown with Fire. I believe it was 1968. I'm going to have to update the playlist here. The Hold Steady with Sequestered in Memphis off of their Stay Positive LP from 2008. Vagrant Records. Trish wanted to hear that one, so I was able to find that. As I said, we finished up with some Darts. And we did get a station ID in there, just in the nick of time. I am hoping you are enjoying this week's show. I see that Mike is out there. Trish is out there. And I think Brian, Kimberly. If you are on Facebook, you can go to the Strike the Box radio show on WMFO 91.5 FM. It's a group. You can say hi that way. Don't be a ninny or a twit and post all your music. I've actually had to adjust how people can post on this thing, and it's kind of sad, but if I don't, too many bots decide to post things. And, Oh, I'm not running out of background music there. So, who do we have now? Chris? Hold on. I believe it's Angela Tina coming up next here on Strike the Box. Now make sure you hit the right buttons this time, okay? Okay.
Let me tell you, baby, how it's gonna be. I'm gonna hug you and you squeeze me. If you want my love, you'll hear my plea. Don't tease me, honey, don't tease me. You can kiss me, daddy. don't tease me. Don't tease me. Honey, don't tease me.
Wait, oh yeah, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Wait,
wait, hey. baby, gonna let you down.
Jim Bassnight with Baby Gonna Let You Down. It's off of his album called Early Years that he released last year. A bunch of his music that he had recorded some time ago. We started, though, with some new music by Angelatina. Or is it Angelatini? Maybe Teeny. With Don't Tease Me, brand new LP, Have You Met Me Yet, that you can get on Rumbar Records. And it's a cool-looking LP too. Marvelettes with Please Mr. Postman, originally released on the Tamla label in 1961. Followed up with some Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with I Need to Know off of their LP You're Gonna Get It from 1978. I heard Tom Petty over the week and I wanted to play him. Classic Ruins, come on, you remember the Classic Ruins. 1 plus 1 is less than 2. It's off my compilation Do It Yourself, Mass Ave, the Boston Scene. Originally done, I think, in 1980. Think. As I said, some Jim Bassnight with Baby Gonna Let You Down. Are you looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. Because you don't want to eat moldy fruit. You don't know what that could do to you. Well, who knows? Who knows? Maybe it'll turn into psychedelic. Anyways, A is for apricots, B is for black cherries, C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruits than are letters in the alphabet. C. P is for pear. G is for grapes. B is... Oh, we already did B. The edible skins of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others like bananas come in convenient, ready-to-peel natural packages, so you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable. So if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFM Educational Radio. And I forgot to load a track here, so please stand by. Hold on. What we got coming up? I played that one. How about some Eddie Japan? Next on Strike the Box. Okay, hit play.
Way back before the same way too. Worries, worries pile up on my head. Woe is me, I should have stayed in bed. Can't get the car, my marks ain't been so good. My love life just ain't swinging like it should. Problems, problems, problems. They're all on account of my loving you like I do. Problems, problems, problems. They won't be solved until I'm sure of you. Solve my problems with a love that's true. Problems, problems, problems all day long. Problems, problems, problems all day long.
I like the way you move, I like your smile. Jamie, I'm stuck on you. Jamie,
Devo with Come Back, Joni. Johnny. Joni. From Are We Not Men, We Are Devo, 1978 Warner. I wonder if Mike and Trish can play that lead guitar that's playing there. I think they could. I like that riff in that song. We started things out with some Jim Bassnight with, Eddie Japan. Oh, I only played four songs. Oh, shoot. Okay, well, Eddie Japan. Brand new music with Time Machine off of his Pop Fiction from Rumbar Records. The Everly Brothers with Problems from Everly Brothers Best from 1959. The Chelsea Curve with Jamie Come On from All the Things from Red on Red Records. And like I said, we played some Devo with Come Back Joni. And let's play some Highway 61 next here on Strike the Box.
Thank you. are young. And all the beads we made by hand are nowadays made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. They took the whole Indian nation, locked us on this reservation. I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live. Maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return, will return, will return.
In the land of a beetle of ancient times. Rich Jacko rhythm and Dylan rhyme. Like Elvis in his prime, a blazing neon sign. Dancing, dancing like a champion. How was I to know? 25 hours a day, 25 hours a day, 25 hours a day, we need to rock and roll. Like a Brando on a motorbike. Smile, cool expensive style. I'm dancing, dancing with Dietrich. How was I to know? 25 hours a day, a 25 hours a day, a 25 hours a day, we'd be the rock and roll. Okay.
You know what that means? That means I gotta collect up my stuff and get on out of here because my time, unfortunately, is done for the day. Sad. Yes, it is. It's sad. But I hope you liked today's show. We just finished up with some Jimmy Jukebox, otherwise known as Kim Fowley, from his 1972 release, 25 Hours a Day. And sometimes I need 25 hours a day. I'm sort of reading some of the last comments on Facebook here, and that's off of actually off of a compilation I have called Little Steven's Underground Garage presents the coolest songs in the world, Volume 5. Okay, we started things off there. What did I start off with? I think Highway 61. Yes, Highway 61 with Stranger, off of their Driving South LP, released this year. Paul Revere and the Raiders with a song you don't really hear that much. Indian Reservation, The Lament of the Cherokee Reservation Indian. It's off my, it's originally released in 1971 off the Indian Reservation LP. I have it off of my compilation somewhere that I put away. Okay. Lila Catsuit with Piece of the Pie from their Piece of the Pie single on Rumbar Records, and Dean likes that one. It lights him up. And thank you. Dean says it's a magnificent program today, and I appreciate it because I always just like to give you all a good show, a good pick-me-up. Hope to be back here in 2 weeks. Check out the Strike the Box radio show group here, and I will post the playlist and archive so you can tell all your friends to tune in because the archive is good, I think, for at least a week, maybe 2 weeks, I don't know. But they have to take the archive down after so many days because of copyright laws. That's why. All right. I got one more song coming up here. I think from them. And that's it. I wish I could have played more music for you today. I have more to bring in the next couple of weeks. Mike, I'll see you hopefully Saturday night in Waltham. All right, everybody. Take care and stay safe. And hopefully talking to you in 2 weeks. Bye, everybody.
I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
This is WMFO
in Medford.